This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
I think the single best choice that President Trump could make to fill this vacancy is Senator Mike Lee. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Mike Lee would be faithful to the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
GOP Senator Mike Lee on the president's Supreme Court shortlist, and he joins us now to weigh in on this. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Congratulations on even being considered. You have just had such a successful career. Your brother is also on the list. He's a Utah Supreme Court Justice, Thomas Rex Lee. Your mama did a great job raising you boys. That's wonderful. What are your thoughts when you found out yesterday that Justice Kennedy was stepping down and you are being considered for this high position?
Well, first of all, I admire Justice Kennedy. He's someone who has devoted more than 30 years of service to the U.S. Supreme Court. I haven't agreed with every decision he's made, but I do respect the fact that he stood behind federalism and separation of powers, religious liberty, and so many other things that are important. Look, I'm someone who's been watching the Supreme Court since I was 10 years old. I started at that age watching Supreme Court arguments just for fun, going with my dad to the court. And so I'm honored even to be considered for something like this.
Right.
Ultimately, this is the president's choice, and I'm sure he'll make the right decision.
And the reason you went with your dad at the Supreme Court, he was the Solicitor General for the United States, and he argued 59 cases before the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So just that kind of family legacy would be unbelievable. Ultimately, though, I would imagine, Senator, it does come down to how your relationship is with the guy who would nominate you. How are things with the president?
I have a good relationship with the president. You know, he and I don't see eye to eye on every issue, but on the whole, I've supported his efforts to restore federalism, to restore separation of powers. These are different ways of saying to drain the swamp. And I think he and I see eye to eye on most things when it comes to the Supreme Court of the United States. So again, I've got confidence that he can make the right decision, especially given that he's going to be focusing on this list. Mm-hmm. He chooses from that list. I think the Senate will confirm someone from that list.
Senator, I'm going to give you a scenario because we're in the world of anything's possible and everything's unprecedented. You get the call, hey, you're going to be the nominee. Being that you have such a slim margin in the Senate, depending on John McCain, especially because of his condition, what happens to your vote if you're up for the nomination? You need your vote to win it. Do you vote for yourself? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, my understanding is that that's what the Senate rules allow, and that you're still a senator until you're no longer a senator. You're still a senator at the moment that you're being considered for something like that.
Wow. So you go, by the power vested in me, I vote for me.
That's my understanding.
And what about if the president picked your brother and not you? How awkward is that going to be around the table on Thanksgiving?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. First of all, my brother is a terrific jurist. He's a textualist, originalist, after the pattern of Justice Alito and Justice Thomas, Justice Gorsuch, and Justice Scalia. And I'd also really enjoy the opportunity to grill him as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
When you were 7 years old, I remember.
That's so interesting the way you describe your brother, because I describe my brother as a Yankee fan. A little bit different. But, Senator, I got to ask you, in the big picture right now, there's a lot of people out there who are moderate, independent, or Democrat have said, goodbye same-sex marriage, goodbye Roe v. Wade. You're a legal scholar. Should they be worried?
Well, look, all of those issues involve cases that have been decided previously by the Supreme Court. It's one thing for them to assume that a Republican appointee might come at those issues from a different worldview as a matter of first impression. They have to take into account the doctrine of stare decisis, which is a doctrine that generally puts the Supreme Court on a path of following precedent. So they can't know for sure how any one of those issues is going to turn out and whether any one of those cases might be overturned.
All right. Well, for now, Senator Lee, we'll call you Senator for now. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
for the day. You know, stare decisis, right? Okay, you got to follow precedent. See, the things you learn here on Bill Martinez Live when we have very smart people, and we'll see how that works out, whether it's Senator Mike Lee or his brother, and his description of his brother. I like the way he did capture that in saying, you know, Brian saying, well, you know, hey, my brother was a Yankee fan. That's how I would describe him, right?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, almost 30 years in the media. I mean, you know, she knows everything. She's probably forgotten more than we'll ever learn. This is why we are, you know, we love having her brilliance here on this radio show every week. We're talking about the Lolo girl. Yes, the one, the only, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Lolo, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting outside in the sunshine with my puppies. And
your mint julep? You got your mint julep with you? Or is it too early?
I haven't had a mint julep in a long time. Yeah, I have kids. I don't think about mint juleps anymore.
Well, you have kids. You're supposed to have mint juleps to the ready, I would think, no?
Just because I'm Southern. Yeah, that's it.
Well, and you got kids.
It's like lemonade and McDonald's Happy Meal drinks. That's about, you know, my speed.
So, hey, so what's going on over there at the household? I mean, you guys are doing spring cleaning. It's summertime, and you're doing spring cleaning. What's all that about?
It's been a total nightmare because I was raised by two parents that were born in the Depression, and they don't believe in getting rid of anything. And I used to tell my mother, don't you think about passing from this earth and leaving me with all this mess? And she did, and I think she laughed all the way to glory, going, this is payback for all those times I had to pray for you acting like a fool in your teen years.
Yes.
And it has been rough. We had to make room for more stuff. I don't know if y'all are like this, but we have so much stuff. I'm like, why do we need all this? We have to just stop. It's enough already. And my parents have a home that was built in 1864.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found stuff in there that's been there since 1864. And Robin just kept going, nasty, nasty. I mean, I don't want to go into details.
No. Well, yeah, you got stuff laying around there. You go, hey, that's where the dog went. We lost the dog a number of years ago. He's there in the...
Or more like, that's where all the rats went. I mean,
right.
Robin looked at him like, what is that? And he's like, it looks mummified.
Oh, my God.
But it's been there since 1800. And so the insulation's different. You know what I'm saying? It's not like homes today. And this is in the garage that used to be the old servants' quarters.
Uh-huh.
And we're thinking about renovating it and turning it into a carriage house, because we're going to turn my father's house into an event space, because it's an antebellum Greek revival.
Oh, yeah,
home.
Exactly. Wow.
Downtown Tupelo. Mm-hmm. There's none others like that. And I want to keep it in our family, because only three families have owned it since 1864, and that's pretty remarkable.
So here it is. You talk about your mom and dad and what they experienced, you know, through the Depression, holding on to everything. Now, so how much of that passed
everything.
On to you? I mean, in
I'm
terms
not
of
that way at all. No,
you're not,
I get rid of it. Mother and dad are yelling at me. They're like, "Did you lose my so and so?" I'm like, "I don't tell me good stuff, mommy." right in a case like this, but my dad will keep popsicle sticks. He'll keep the dog food bags. Like, I found like 40 of them. I'm like, what are these going to do later? We can recycle them. We can help Mother Earth. I mean, why do you need this? He keeps all his peanut butter jars.
Okay, but wait. Let's go back. Let's go back. Help me understand. Help us understand the bags from the dog food. Now, what?
I don't know.
Oh, that's still
looking in his closet. Just, he has a home behind our home, and it's small, so he doesn't have a lot of room to put things because it's a guest house.
Right.
And so I was digging around in his closet because he made a task and he couldn't do a lot for a while. So I would try to go find him something to wear, and I'm like, what is all that? And so he gave me wrappers, you know, the dog food comes in bags, like paper bags.
Right.
He had folded them all in half and had about 40 of them. So I don't know. I said, Dad, you need to go to counseling for burning. He's like, oh, my God. I frustrated. I mean, I'm sure some of those parents or some of you are like that. Get rid of stuff.
Yes, really. Hey, come on. Let's get it all cleaned up. Hey, also in the news, I wanted to talk to you, get your read on this, the passing of Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson's dad, Joe Jackson. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, I think we all have so many mixed emotions about him. And I don't know if you guys are like me, but I've always wondered, was it really as bad as what they said? Mm-hmm. Because he was pretty much a tyrant with his kids when they were little, but it made them successful. And, you know, you heard so many things from all the boys and Michael, you know, saying how rough it was. And so I think that's how most people feel. They have mixed emotions about Joe Jackson. Now, their mom, you know, everybody knows that she's a remarkable woman. I think she's, you know, raised Michael's kids since he passed away. But, yeah, and I don't even think they live together anymore. I think they
he was in Nevada, I guess, and she was in Los Angeles.
Oh, he had moved from the compound.
So he had, and that's where he passed. But to hear the comments from the kids, including Michael Jackson's children, you know, toward their grandfather, very, very honoring, you know, toward him. And so that's, you know, but you think the extraordinary life, I mean, yes, I mean, very complicated with all that the Jackson family went through, good, bad, ugly, the whole deal. But, you know, to be that one family that was so talented to, you know, offer to the world the music and, you know, and everything that went with it. But sadly, it's everything that went with it.
Well, and sometimes it takes a driving force, and he was probably raised, you know, being a very strict disciplinarian, and he saw the talent that they had. And to think that every single one of his children was so through-the-roof, uber-talented.
Right.
That's what's so amazing. And, you know, probably later in life, don't you think they probably worked through a lot of things and a forgiveness?
You'd hope so. I mean, we all have, you know, certain things in our lives and experiences with family or family members that you work out in life. And, you know, even with Michael, they were playing that tape when he was, I can't remember exactly who he was speaking with at the time, but talked about how his dad beat him. And my immediate thought was, in terms of that, was, did he really beat him, or is it just by today's definition? I mean, because I know that, like for my dad, I mean, you know, you got nine kids, and he was the disciplinarian, and he didn't, you know, withhold the belt. I mean, we deserved it. You know, we got the belt. Now, would some of the kids in the family say that our dad beat them? I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I would not even
Absolutely.
Approximate that description. Yeah. But yet there might be, you know, one or two that, you know, because they're so uber sensitive, would say, oh, yeah, he beat me, you know, whatever, going, oh, stop it, you know, beat you.
Well, I think people have issues with the fact that it's critical. And, you know, because Michael was always going to be soldiers and want to look different. And at one point he said, my father always made fun of my nose.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life, he told me my nose was too wide. If it weren't for that nose, if it weren't. And so I think that's what people think is sad about it. We have to realize as parents, our wounds are weighty.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think about what I say to my children, and sometimes I catch myself and go, why did you just say that? And I'll apologize because the words you speak over them really stick. My mother was the most supportive person in the whole wide world, but I was chunky when I was little, really chunky.
You were chunky?
She's like, honey, oh my goodness. I weighed like 180 pounds when I was 10.
Oh.
Yeah. I was hefty. I was one to express with me or any of my friends would beat you up and spit on you. I mean, I was a punk. I mean, you can't even get Moby Dick in school because I was so white and I was big. So my mother, tiny, wavy, beautiful, you know, trim woman, and she would be like, honey, you know, get off some weight and eat some apples and popcorn. We didn't know about the carb thing back then.
Yeah, right.
I was just going, oh, my Lord, if you could mention an apple to me to this day, I want to smack you.
But well, hey, wait, we gotta hit the pause button. We gotta go to break. We got more from Lauren Kitchen Stewart after this. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
I love these things. Laura Kenyon Stewart with us. Have you ever had an awkward moment just to have an awkward moment just to see how it feels?
No, absolutely not. I have enough awkward moments on my own without trying to. I don't try to create them.
Without doing it on purpose. You know, that's our good friend Big Wave Dave who came up with that. It just gives me a kick. It just, you know, to laugh about how he's come up with some of these metaphors and everything. And hey, here it is. You know, the most interesting man I am. So he says. Hey, I want to get your read. You know, as a mother and seeing what's happening and how the news is being. You know, so propagandized at the southern border, you know, all, you know, these kids that have come unaccompanied, you know, it's like the media doesn't want to really pursue the truth on this. It's just they see it as a battering ram to try to make this president and Republicans look bad because it's going to be a political issue, a midterm wedge issue type of thing, as opposed to saying, hey, look, if you really cared about these families, you'd be solution based and you would get together and work out something to where we could really fix this thing once and for all. I mean, it's like these countries are calling the question. And whether it's the drug cartels or the gangs, they're all benefiting from this. And the American taxpayer, the citizen, and even those that are coming here illegally, they're losing on this deal. I mean, because even if they get into this country, you're in this country, okay, you don't go back and meet up with the officials. As we know, 80% of the people who are released into the country, they don't come back for their next hearing. And then they're just kind of lost and wandering within the country, operating in the shadows, not being protected by the law of the land, just living in the shadows and being subjected to everything that exists in the shadows. But for some reason we can't talk about that, huh?
Well, I think first of all we have to do research to know what's really going on. You can't believe and trust the media anymore, and you have to be careful which media outlets you're paying attention to and listening to. Mm-hmm. And when I was seeing the children crying, and it was upsetting, I mean, for anyone, especially for a mother, but I did my research and I found out that so many of these children are brought there with a gang of people. They're not even with their parents in the first place.
Right.
You know, I mean, and so I was like, oh, so it kind of changed the way I saw things when I did my research.
Exactly.
And so we really have to, and if you do the research, you can find, have conversations with people, you know, find out, you know, what's really going on. And you watch media outlets that, you know, have a clear perspective that's conservative and Christian and, you know, get a good idea of what's happening before you make your judgment. I think a lot of times we believe what the media says, and we know now you cannot.
No, you've got to do your due diligence. I mean, this is a government up for and by we the people, which means we're in charge, and it commands us to be knowledgeable. And it's been our ignorance.
Show yourself approved.
Yeah, it's been our ignorance that has put us in the position that we're in right now, where we're all just a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark, and meanwhile the manure just keeps on coming. And some people don't even, you know, they can't even smell the manure anymore. They're just kind of immune to it, you know, and just think, okay, well, they're going to believe in it. But, you know, as you were just saying, Lauren, you know, what breaks my heart, and I've shared this with the audience before, is that, you know, a lot of these young girls, you know, sent north without their parents, and they're either given a shot to prevent pregnancy or given birth control pills, and their parents or whoever their guardians are telling them, saying, well, chances are you're going to get raped on this journey, so enjoy America. Are, you know, what? How do you set your daughter on a journey, in some cases, 2,500 miles away to travel north with this kind of, this kind of danger? I don't understand this.
I can't fathom that. So obviously things are not like they are here with so many of our families. There's no way. If I was going to try to, you know, to come over to the United States, of course I would try to do it legally, but I would have my whole family together. I would never leave my daughters on their own. I mean, that's just insane. I don't understand that.
Yeah. And a lot of the boys, Lauren, that are on their own, you know, people, and we're talking with Maria Espinoza, who's with the Remembrance Project, her and her husband founded the organization, which Donald Trump and a lot of the families who have been victimized by illegal immigrants who have killed family members mentioned, you know, at that White House presentation of these of these families that have been affected by such, and the Remembrance Project is what they have founded to bring to mind. And what she reminded us of was, you know, what has happened with a lot of young men, you know, boys. They're kicked out in the street. I mean, they're living homeless. The parents have kicked them out because, you know, the mother got a new boyfriend or whatever it is, and you've got thousands of kids just running rampant in the streets there in central, in some of these Central American cities. And so, hey, for them to get on the beast and head north and come to America, I mean, they're, I mean, you talk about living in a lawless situation already. So what's the difference that if they break more laws and they're going to come to America and like as if they're going to cross the border and suddenly be lawful? I mean, they haven't been brought up with laws.
That's true. Well, you know what I'm thinking of, especially these kids that are under 15, mm-hmm. how many people here and families here would love to adopt them. You know what I'm saying? If they could find a way, if any of these children have been completely abandoned by their families, mm-hmm. you know, to find them homes here. I mean, I have so many friends, and including us, we're trying to adopt, and it's very hard, and it's very expensive, and the foster care system is terribly broken. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there would be a way to help these kids find homes, wouldn't that be great?
Well, it would, and it's, I mean, you're talking, and that's not to negate this deal. It you know, as I mentioned, here these kids have been raised in a lawless condition, and it's like
right.
you've got a horse that needs to be broken that you're bringing in. I mean, that sounds kind of, you know, harsh, but I mean, it's like, wow, you know, you've got to bring these kids up to speed because, you know, as you know, as a college professor, you know, we live life in certain, I say 5-year increments, and you have to learn certain, you know, lessons of life in each of those 5-year increments. And what you don't, then you've got a lot of catching up to do. And in some cases, you've got these kids that have missed out maybe on 3-4 cycles of important, you know, life learning cycles that have been compromised. Yeah, and now you got to bring them up to speed here in an American way of life. I mean, wow, this is it's going to take a lot of grace. And but I appreciate when you do, you always extend so much grace. You guys are so sweet. And there are people, like you say, who have that gift that are willing to open up their homes mm-hmm. and say, hey, you know, bring them here. Let's go. Let's, you know, we'll take care of them. But it's a project and a half, to say the least.
Well, and it's a lot to go through. It's a lot of red tape. You have to figure it all out. How do you find them? How do you find the parents, the adoptive parents? How do you get it set up? I'm not saying it's not possible. Somebody mm-hmm. would just have to have a heart to get it done. And I mean, I think it would be great because there are people that are called to mm-hmm. help teenagers. But see, there's small children too that don't have
yes,
parents.
Exactly.
It's not just older ones. I mean, there's smaller children as well who are at the border with no parents. So, I mean, it's all ages. Mm-hmm. of children. So, you know, we just have to pray that God works it out beautifully somehow where these children will have protection and find homes. I mean, there will be a way. I mean, I think the president, you know, would be all about that. I'm sure they're trying to figure out at this point in time, you know, what do we do? How do we handle it?
Yeah.
What's the best way to take it? Because they're alive. They're people.
Yeah. Well,
so
he seems to be, but then you have this political animus mm-hmm. that comes out, and it's going, wait, this isn't a political problem. You know, and this is the problem with politicians because they look at everything as being a political problem. This is a humanity problem. This requires, you know, a lot of sympathy, a lot of grace and understanding. But when you have people that want to turn it into a political dogfight, it just bogs things down instead of solving the problem, does it not?
It does, absolutely. That's why we study to show ourselves approved so we don't get caught up in the minutiae of it all. So we know what the truth is.
Well, and the other thing, too, and you said this earlier, and this is what we're stressing as well, Lauren, and that is that, look, at God knows and God has the answer. And that's what we can pray for, is that our leaders look to God for the answer on this deal. And last time I checked, God's not concerned about the political animus, is he?
Figured out.
Yeah,
and he's faithful, and he'll answer prayers. That's
Amen.
The thing. He honors prayers.
That's right. That's why people of faith, you know, if there was ever a time that we come together and pray for our nation and pray for our leaders, it is now, ladies and gentlemen. National Radio Personality College professor and motivational speaker, the one and only Lauren.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A House hearing underway at this hour focusing on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It comes following the recent government watchdog report that was highly critical of the FBI's handling under then-Director James Comey of the Clinton case. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray are testifying to lawmakers, including Democrat Gerald Nadler, who earlier slammed Republicans for continuing the probe.
Why has the majority abandoned the rules and traditions that govern civility in the House? The tired story of Hillary Clinton's emails, of course, plus a few conspiracy theories about this special counsel.
But Republican chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, says that report revealed profound anti-Trump bias at the highest levels of the FBI during that probe and during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Speak light to the deadest, darkest night. Speak light when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak. You speak.
The power of life, that's what we have in the tongue. And are we going to speak life or speak death? It's up to you to choose every day and how you want to pursue your life and how you want to be a blessing. So I would say, hey, maybe we can be the music and speak life to one another. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is National Handshake Day, speaking of which, sometimes human touch can be so significant in affirming who we are, and especially in a culture that wants to invalidate and, you know, talk about speaking life, speaking death, and speaking less than a perspective on one another as opposed to each other's highest. Our next guest, Mona Oshana, is with us. She's an author, speaker, and blogger. A little bit of her background. Born in Kirkuk, Iraq, immigrated to the United States in 1977. She says, leaving my homeland was not by choice, but by force. And here to talk about it is Mona Oshana right now. Mona, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you have been, like our radio show, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, being the voice of the voiceless, particularly in your homeland, and particularly with Christians who are being so incredibly persecuted that here in the West, it certain things get lost in translation. we just cannot imagine the level of persecution that has taken place in your homeland.
Absolutely, and I'm, conflicted in a sense because that right now when I raise my voice, it is to bring awareness, and it's ironic that I would need to bring awareness to such an atrocity, because the Middle East is a hotbed of immigration, terrorism, ISIS, Christian genocide, human rights violations, and there's a, I don't want to call it a community because it is a nation. Within a nation, it is a stateless nation. The Christians, also known as the Assyrians, Chaldeans, and the Syriacs, have suffered the worst atrocities during this and many previous Middle East political controversies, always failing through the cracks and always being victimized. It is a blessing. It is God's grace that we have had this opportunity of to be able to immigrate to the America, to the United States and other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. That we have been able to find our voice finally to let the world know that we have been suffering silently without representation, without a voice for centuries. So this is why I'm conflicted, because here we are raising our voice to let the world know that there's a whole nation that's about to be completely annihilated while the world watches and does nothing, really.
Yeah, this has been going on. Yeah, you think about some of these old lands that have, for generations, how they've been destroyed, antiquities, artwork, things like that, that have just gone into, into the dustpan of history here, which is just absolutely heartbreaking when you think about it.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Mona. When you see about, by comparison, you see what's happening right now in America and the southern border, by contrast, explain to our audience what you see and how that makes you feel in terms of how politically sensitive this country has been for what's happening in the South and seems to be so politically numb to what's happening in your homeland.
Absolutely. Let me just start out by saying no child in any circumstance should be taken away or separated from their parents or guardians. I say this as a mother, as a human being, first and foremost, with a heart, as a mother and as a parent, of course, and as one that was brought here as a child. I am an immigrant. I was brought here at the age of 9 years old by my parents legally in this country. So if there's anyone that understands the dilemma and the challenge and the oppression and people seeking asylum at the border, it is I and those that have come through the immigration process as I am. But again, we need to understand what's going on at the border, because we have eyes and we need to see beyond what's going on. It is this division in our country that is actually causing many of the people that are coming to the border, those that are genuinely seeking asylum and those that are not seeking asylum, those that are seeking to come into this country and to destroy, kill, and steal, as the Bible says.
Yes.
Just like what we had through our immigration, you've had terrorists coming in behind people like us, my family and I, who are coming to this country that want to do harm. Mm-hmm. We need to be careful. We escaped to America to find security, to find peace, to find to have life. We cannot allow the terrorists and those that are seeking to come into this country to hurt us and to destroy us to come through the same process, to come through the same door. It's just impossible for us to think that all of the people that are coming to the border, including my people that are coming from the Middle East, and that's why I was for the temporary 3-month ban during the time when President Trump enforced it. I was for it, and I was heavily attacked for it, because being from the Middle East, they said, you're not feeling for your people. You have gone to the West and forgotten. And it is not true. I was for the ban. I am today for border security, for vetting, not because I'm heartless, not because I've been saved and therefore I forget. No, this is the reason why I've launched my program, my radio program. This is why I've written my books. This is why I continue to speak and put myself out there, because I don't want people to forget the voiceless, forget those that are truly suffering and need to immigrate to America, which has been the safe haven to all that have been oppressed. So I'm one that has been a recipient of that and enjoy it. So if anybody feels for what's going on in the border, but at the same time, as the president has been saying, for a country with laws and borders, right, we must enforce those laws.
Well, Mona, what you just expressed is similar to what I've gone through being Hispanic. You know, I'm challenged and attacked at times. People saying, well, you're Hispanic. I go, well, wait a minute. You know, any kind of immigration program should be win-win. And by that, when somebody wins, it's like everybody wins. You can't win at somebody else's expense. What's happening when people, as you suggested in your family, you came in legally. You came through a border. I mean, you came in through a port of entry that was established. You went through the process. You're legal. So when you come on the other side, you're obeying the law to come in, and the chances of you obeying the law on the other side, pretty likely, because you understand this is the rule of law. Now, for people who are storming the borders, and there are 40-some ports of entry, legal ports of entry that they can pass through, they have made willful decisions not to go through these legal ports of entry. They are breaking in on in any which way that they can. And so they break the law coming in. Now, what are the chances that they are going to be law-abiding on the other side of the fence?
Yeah. And as Americans, we have to come together, and we have to first and foremost, and I think we've all come to the point where we all understand that there is a problem at the border. But if we divide, and this is exactly what those terrorists and those that are, coming into the country that want to rush into the country along with those that are seeking asylum or that are truly oppressed. By the way, this whole controversy is causing those that truly, truly need to come in.
Exactly.
Seek asylum, that genuinely lost in the, and this is where my heart breaks. Mm-hmm. My heart breaks for the children that are being exploited by both sides, by the people that are bringing them in, and by with all due respect, by the parents themselves. Mm-hmm. Because I was brought here by my parents. My mother took it upon herself. She actually, as being a Middle Eastern woman, it would be impossible for her to stand against her husband as a woman in the Middle East. But she did stand against my father. My father didn't want to leave. She mm-hmm. opposed him, took us. There was eight of us. And
wow.
would never have sent us off into the world to fend for ourselves. She led the way to our freedom. She took us out of Iraq one step at a time, and that's why I wrote my book, Look Beyond the Fire, to show how even though we were escaping oppression, we were escaping one of the most ruthless regimes that has existed, which is the Saddam Hussein era.
Exactly.
Which many people didn't. When we came to America, Bill, nobody knew where Iraq on the
right.
map was.
Exactly. Mona, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. Mona Oshana on Bill Martinez Live.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen, on this very independent radio show. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. Mona O'Shana is with us. Her story is blessing us and giving us some perspective. Here is someone who is, she relates her story, and you can only imagine what her mother and eight kids had to endure. But as we see again, America is a shining light of respite for so many. I mean, the Gallup poll here recently pointed out that if given the opportunity, 163 million people would love to be American citizens, would love to live in America. So we continue to be that that shining light of hope to many around the world. The idea is hopefully is what we're that light that we're putting out there is a light of hope to say this can be done in your own homeland. But meanwhile, as people who come here rightfully that are being persecuted, that are truly refugees, then America continues to hold their hand out of welcome because that's who we are. She was born in Kirkuk, Iraq, as she stated, immigrated to the United States in 77 with seven of her siblings and her mother. And as she says, leaving my homeland was not by choice, but by force. Tell us about your book that you wrote about your ordeal, Mona.
I just want to mention that my dad did eventually follow us because for him to have stayed behind would have been detrimental, of course,
yes.
For him. So he did follow, and my father did end up coming to America and loving it, by the way. But
well, good.
My book was written so that because of the fact that when we came to this country, nobody knew where Iraq was, where the Middle East was. Right. It was only when, of course, with conflict in the world that we mm-hmm. actually recognize and know where things are on the map, and we start recognizing things. Iran and Iraq war started in 1980, and of course, we had just left 3 years prior, and my mother, being a Christian woman that she was, a powerful Christian woman, saw the danger coming and saw her children being in danger and left my dad behind, said, we have to immigrate. So we left. And when we left, it wasn't as easy, oh, we're going to decide to leave today and that was it. No, we had to go step-by-step going from city to city, from country to country. We traveled to Jordan, and from Jordan is when we waited. We waited there for about 6 months to have our sponsorship immigration paperwork processed. And in the meantime, we worked. We went by my family in America that were already immigrated here, helped us, and we were able to come in 1977. But the ordeal was, if my mom was found out, if my dad had stayed behind, we would have been killed.
Yes.
We would have been separated. We would have suffered the worst. And no one would have known anything about our story, only because of the fact that I wouldn't be here today.
Exactly.
I call my mom my Lady Liberty only because of the fact that she hadn't risked our life. But, I mean, just think about the risk that she took, knowing that if we come to America, and I remember when the plane landed in New York, because we landed in New York first, my mom, all of a sudden, I heard her breathe. And I later on, as I become when I became an adult, I asked her, I said, why did you breathe? She said, I had been holding my breath.
Oh,
we had started our process since 1976. She says, it was only when I landed in America, I knew I was finally free to breathe. And that was when, you know, we realized what my mother's risk, the kind of risk that she had taken and what she had done to bring us to America. And I have often said I carry survivor's guilt, because throughout my life here, the beautiful life that I've had here in America, I always think back to all of my friends, all of the relatives, all the people that perished as a result of the many conflicts, of which, of course, the latest one was ISIS. But I can go back six generations of my family, genocide after genocide after genocide, until the time when my mom says, enough is enough. We cannot win this defeated war. I mean, this battle that goes on with no end whatsoever. So,
God called her out.
Back, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God called her out. And, you know, I go back to, I want to share a verse where a lot of people are saying, no, we need to be. And for a lot of people that are throwing Bible verses at us, oh, you are, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, I give them two verses, really.
Yeah.
Matthew 10:16, where the Bible, where Jesus said to his disciples, I send you among wolves, be peaceful as a dove, but wise as a serpent. And that's what we as a nation need to be. We need to be peaceful. We need to be that country that everybody wants to run to, and that's why people are running to America.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
We also need to be wise. And of course, Romans 13:1-51, which says, let everyone be subject to the governing authority. We are a country of laws.
Exactly.
So for those that are all of a sudden discovering, oh, I can use the Bible as a weapon against the Christians that are standing against, this is not about standing. This is not about using the Bible as a weapon. The Bible is there for our salvation, for our life to be used. You know, I suffer, you know, we escape. One of the things we escape from is so that we have the freedom to worship, and we do it in America.
Mm-hmm.
We would, you know, this is hypocrisy to the extreme for someone to use the Bible against people that have lived or have died for their faith, and that being the Christian faith.
Exactly. Well, interesting that you would tie those two verses. It's been very much on my heart. In fact, I did a presentation on it recently, and I also included Daniel 2:21. He changes times and seasons. The New Living Testament says he controls the course of world events. We're talking about God here, okay? He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. So if we're not with him, we're going to miss out on the light. We're going to miss out on understanding and wisdom that is required, to your point, for a time such as this, with these things that are coming to the border. I say border in all levels. You know, right now there's a reason that we're dealing with this issue in the South right now, in our southern border. God is calling us into account here. The challenge is, like with your mother, do we have ears to hear? Can we respond? Can we turn to God? God knows what's going on. God is orchestrating all this. This is not a big surprise what's going on. So the opportunity is, can we align and be in sync with God's will and purpose in this season of this country and in the season of the world right now?
Yeah, and we cannot be intimidated. We cannot, we are called to stand at attention and to be ready at all times.
Right.
As Christians, this is a time when we need to stand together and be united and take account of what's going on at the border. And it is for such a time as this that God has raised a man that's in the White House today to work with all that we, you know, our convictions cannot play part-time. Our convictions cannot, we cannot just be part-time Christians or part, or let, allow our convictions to work part-time. Our convictions have to be on 24/7. And this is why I said my convictions, there's nothing, no Bible verse that can be thrown in my face that would actually convict me otherwise than where I've been standing and what I've been doing and what we've been speaking. If anything, this should actually confirm our faith, and this
is what I was going to say.
Our movement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a confirmation of all that we are called to do and to stand and to actually take account of what's going on at the border. Have mercy on those that deserve to have mercy, and to be wise and to be aware and to unconditionally not to have children be exploited as they are. That my heart is breaking for the exploitation of those children that are being sent. I mean, for a parent to send their child, their daughter, with birth control pills. Because
that is heartbreaking.
You know what, to me, that is more tragic than anything else for a child to suffer like that without having that parent. I can't imagine making our journey without looking up to see my mom is there, because that's what makes it all, what made it all, you know, okay. What made it all okay.
That could give you some sense of security in the midst of what you were going through, or the transition. I mean, it had to be incredibly harrowing. As a 9-year-old, you're going through this? Wow.
Yes, and my sister was 6 years old. And so these are the ages, and everybody was under 20. So all of the children are under 20, and you can imagine the fear, because the Ba'ath regime was one of the most ruthless, and not many people know when it was constricting or taking the whole country refuge, by the way, isn't just the Christians. It was the entire population. They controlled the media. They controlled the schools. They controlled everything, so that they wanted to occupy the population with, and they starved the people, really. I mean, they controlled the rations. They controlled the markets. They controlled, so that when eggs, you know, simple items that we go to the store, and I've lived on Costco eggs and others, you know, my children have never gone without two refrigerators. You know, when eggs came in the market, my mom had to go fight a crowd, a mob, to go be able to go buy, you know. And my brother almost died in one of those crowds, because he was almost, I mean, it was just horrible how my mom had to save my. But point being is this: we need to appreciate what we have in America. This is why people are running to the border. We need to love our country unconditionally, not stand against it. People that are coming from the outside, Bill, love our country more than some of us do in this country.
Yeah,
truly.
Sadly. Right.
Those that are running to the border, you know why? Because they know they would rather, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone, but people that are running to this side of the border, they would rather be in a cage on this side of the border than be free living in a castle on the other side of the border.
Yeah.
So there's a reason why people are jumping over hoops to be able to come to America, because they know all they can gain in America just being on this side of the border.
Well, Mona, yours is such a fresh and practical voice, and you've been such a blessing to come on this radio show and share your background. I'm sure it's going to encourage so many, and especially to pursue the truth and understand what's going on. What we're dealing with is not a political problem. This is a human problem. This is about the hearts and souls of America and the hearts and souls of those that would want to come into this country. And we need to approach it with some grace and mercy. Author, speaker, blogger with us right now, Mona Oshana. Thank you, Mona.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price.